Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your little one gets overwhelmed at parties, restaurants, or busy events, if they cover their ears or want to leave or have big meltdowns in loud places, I see you. This is real. This is challenging. And today we're going to talk about why this happens and how you can help your child feel safe and supported. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's explore this together. First, I want to share something wonderful that the magic book taught me. When your 2 or 3 year old gets overwhelmed in loud environments, they're not being difficult. They're not misbehaving. What's actually happening is that their developing nervous system is learning how to process all the sensory information coming in from the world around them. And my friend, that is a lot of information. Think about it for a moment. At a birthday party or a restaurant, there are voices talking, music playing, dishes clanking, lights flickering, people moving, smells from food, textures everywhere. For an adult brain that's been practicing for decades, we can filter most of that out. But for your little one's brain, every single sound, every sight, every sensation is coming in at full volume. Their sensory cortex is still learning which information to pay attention to and which to filter out. Research shows us something really beautiful here. About 20% of young children experience heightened sensitivity to sensory input, and this is completely normal development. Dr. Kimberly Carpenter and her colleagues at Duke University conducted a longitudinal study. And they found that when children have sensory sensitivities during the preschool years, and when parents respond with calm validation and support, those children develop strong coping strategies as they grow. Isn't that wonderful? The American Academy of Pediatrics reminds us that this heightened sensory awareness is actually a sign that your child's nervous system is maturing and learning. It's not a problem to fix, it's a phase to support. So what does this mean for you as a parent? It means that when your child covers their ears at a restaurant or wants to leave a party early, they're actually showing you something important. They're communicating, "I'm taking in more than I can process right now. I need help feeling safe." And my friend, that is such valuable information. Now, let's talk about how you can support your little one through these overwhelming moments. The magic book has shown me some beautiful strategies that really work. First, validate their experience. Get down to their level, look into their eyes, and say something like, "I see that this feels really loud to you. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. You're safe with me." When you validate their feelings instead of dismissing them, you're teaching them that their emotions matter and that they can trust you to help them through difficult moments. Second, create a calm down plan together. Before you go to a potentially overwhelming place, talk with your child about what you'll do if things feel too big. Maybe you'll find a quiet corner together. Maybe you'll step outside for a few minutes. Maybe you'll have a special hand squeeze that means, "I'm here with you." When children know there's a plan, they feel more secure. Third, practice gradual exposure. You don't have to avoid all loud places forever. Start with shorter visits to less overwhelming environments. Maybe you go to a restaurant during a quieter time of day. Maybe you stay at a party for just 20 minutes at first. As your child's nervous system matures and they develop coping strategies, they'll be able to handle more stimulation. Fourth, and this is so important, take care of yourself too. When your child has a meltdown at a family gathering, or you have to leave a restaurant early, it can feel embarrassing or frustrating. But my friend, you are doing beautifully. You're responding to your child's needs with love and patience. That is exactly what they need from you. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might really help. In the book of Inara, we have a gentle tale called The Gentle Glow of Friendship. It's about Eileen, who feels scared during a nighttime experience, and she discovers something magical. When she and her friend Igor share comforting hugs, their night light glows brighter. This story teaches children, in such a beautiful way, that when things feel overwhelming or scary, connection and comfort can help us feel safe again. After you read this story with your child, you might create your own calming ritual for overwhelming moments. Maybe it's a special hand squeeze, or a quiet corner in your home where they know they can always find comfort, or a gentle phrase you say together. The story gives you a wonderful starting point for these conversations. The research is so clear on this, my friend. When parents respond to sensory overwhelm with calm validation rather than frustration, children learn essential emotional regulation skills. They learn that big feelings are manageable, that they're not alone, and that they can trust their parents to help them through difficult moments. And here's something else the magic book taught me. This phase, while challenging, is actually an opportunity. It's an opportunity to teach your child about their own needs, about self-advocacy, about coping strategies. When your child learns to say, "This feels too loud for me," or "I need a break," they're developing self-awareness and communication skills that will serve them for their entire life. So as we wrap up our time together today, I want you to remember a few things. Your child is not being difficult when they get overwhelmed in loud places. They're showing you that their nervous system is learning and developing. Your calm, validating response is exactly what they need. And with time, support, and patience, they will develop the coping strategies they need to navigate the world with confidence. You are doing such important work, my wonderful friend. Every time you validate your child's feelings, every time you help them find calm in the chaos, every time you stay patient when things feel hard, you're building their emotional foundation. And that is truly beautiful. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. If you'd like more support, more stories, and more gentle guidance, you can find us in the Book of Inara app. We have so many stories designed to help with big feelings, overwhelming moments, and finding calm. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight to you and your little one. With love, Inara.